In Iraq, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld announces the first of what's likely to be a series of reductions in U.S. troop levels there in the coming year. Protesters gather across Iraq to denounce the recent parliamentary elections, calling them rigged in favor of the country's main religious Shiite coalition. Subways and buses rumble back to life in New York City for the first time since a three-day strike shut down the nation's largest mass transit system. In South Korea, a stem cell researcher quits his university post amid accusations he fabricated research that raised hopes of new cures for diseases. And Muslims during Friday prayers in Indonesia's tsunami-ravaged Banda Aceh province remember those killed in the disaster a year ago next week. Ray Bassett, The Associated Press.